You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Welcome back to week 8 of the 10-week series on how to deal with self-isolation during the COVID-19 crisis. We are living in times when stress levels are high. Many people seek support and guidance after their lives have become increasingly difficult. If this is your experience right now, I wish you comfort and a stress-free and blessed days ahead. If the stressors affecting you are beyond your control, then it's understandable that this would be impacting your day-to-day life. Today I'm going to talk about how stress affects the people we care about. And I'll talk about ways to choose connection over having the stressful reaction. So let's talk about how we feel when we're stressed. You may not think of this often, and most people know when they're beginning to feel anxious, but they don't identify with the physiological sensations and the emotional state that go along with it. When stress takes over, we experience the following. We may have the inability to concentrate due to the mind not knowing where to put our energy. Perhaps shallow breathing and rapid heart rate because we have entered a fearful state. Headache and muscle pain due to muscles constricting and blood pressure rising. And sometimes quick and knee-jerk responses to stimuli as a result of adrenaline putting us in a primal reactive state. Another example could be emotional reactivity as a result of heightened sensitivity. And sometimes there's digestive upset, and that's when the body functions have moved to a more primal state when stress hormones are flooding the system, and it starts to affect our ability to process food in a healthy way. Once we are in a stressful state, how likely are we to respond to other people in a mindful and caring way? Less likely for sure. And it's not that we're doing this on purpose. It's just that one more thing is something that we can't deal with at the moment. So when others ask for time and attention that we don't have enough to go around for them, we react and become agitated. How to replace this reaction with connection and mindfulness? It's important that we think about this so we can give loved ones the attention and care they deserve. Before we can find the time to focus on connection, we must eliminate stressful feelings and take our body out of fight or flight mode. No, we probably don't have control over whatever is causing us to feel stressed, but we do have control over our physical body. So let's focus on that. When you're stressed and you don't want to take it out on your loved ones, here's what to do. Identify the stressful feelings. Focus on the sensations. Is your head throbbing? Do you feel mentally overwhelmed? Is there tension in your neck or in your back? Are you short-tempered? release some of the stress. You won't likely be able to get rid of all of your stress, but every little bit helps. This starts with exercise or movement, always, or break away and burn off. Your adrenaline. Maybe go for a jog or a brisk walk. Calm your nerves. You may or may not have the opportunity to get rid of the stress at the time when you need it. If that's the case, you can use calming techniques in the meantime. When the body and mind need a rest, they will let us know. To become calm, you can release stress by doing a few stretches and moving around a bit. Or go to a quiet place where you won't be interrupted for a few minutes at least. You can also practice deep breathing. And every week on The Positive Professional, generally on Wednesdays, I post a guided meditation, so you're always welcome to listen to one of those. Have a light snack. Maybe eat something nutritious that has protein, because our brain craves protein when we're stressed. Well, how to connect more mindfully with loved ones instead of reacting in a stressed way? Well, once you've lowered your stress levels by doing some of the activities I talked about, you will be better able to give your family and friends your complete attention and care. So here are some reminders. Step away from screens. We cannot be fully present for our friends and families with the phone always in hand and that compulsion to always check our messages. And this is something that I still need to work on. Make eye contact. Look at people in the eye as they're speaking to you. Tune into their communication. Listen to what they say. And observe their body language and facial expressions and tone. Seek understanding and repeat back what they're saying if you feel it helps you fully comprehend. You can ask questions and think about what they're telling you. So I'm going to leave you with a tip. Share empathy. Imagine how they may be feeling at that moment. If they're sharing a story, try to step into their proverbial shoes to understand where they're coming from. Relax. And simply be present. Connection with other humans should not be forced. So let the good energy flow. Stay safe and be well.